Elizabeth Wells, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the Christmas Cheer Program? What is it and how can people get involved?
Well, we've been running this program for over 30 years now. It's a community-based program. It started out as actually the churches in town started it, and now it's become just anyone is involved. But what we do is we run a campaign every year where we get toys that are donated and funds that are donated. And what we do is we give out toy bags to people in need, and we also give out food vouchers for Christmas dinner at either of the two town grocery stores that people can use to give families who are in need some Christmas cheer, as it were.
Right. Now, how many families would participate in this normally every year?
Well, amazingly, for a small town like Sackville, we have about 250 families that we help every year with the campaign. That's stayed pretty steady over the years, but that just gives you a sense of the need in our own community. And so we're always reaching out to those who are a little better off at Christmas time to help those who need a little bit of help.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of families. That's amazing. How can people, if someone is in need this Christmas or during this season, how can they, you know, get in touch with you to get some help?
Well, they can call me at 536-1063 in town. And also, we have signs up at the food bank. If there are people who use the food bank, of numbers to call. Our cutoff for this year for expressions of interest in need is December 7th, just so we can get ourselves organized. This year with COVID, it's a little bit more difficult to get our volunteers together and to get our work done. So we're asking for a cutoff of December 7th.
All right. And now, if, as you said, people are better off during this season and they want to contribute, I guess they make the same phone call kind of thing?
Well, what they can do is they can drop off a donation at the Royal Bank in downtown Sackville. That's a place where we receive donations, and they'll get a tax receipt in the mail. We're completely tax receiptable in the donations, which will come in the January. And if they'd like to drop off new toys only, we can't have any used toys because of COVID, they can do so at the Sackville United Church on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 12 and 4:30. And we're particularly interested in getting enough toys this year because as people are not going to church as much, that's where we often put a lot of our signage for new toys. It's nice if people who are outside of those communities can help us out with new toys for children. And we especially need toys for boys, older boys, if people are trying to shop or trying to give us something.
All right. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. And the deadline for receiving donations and toys, what would that be?
For donations, we go all the way through December. That's fine. For toys, we need to get them by December 9th.
Okay. All right. So people better get on it. December is upon us.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Elizabeth. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.